Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman on this Friday, October 31st, Halloween 2025. Over the last couple of weeks, we've watched the budget crisis for the city of New Orleans take a number of twists and turns. We learned that the budget hole was much larger than most people had envisioned when the legislative auditor determined that the city was $160 million short of what it needed to make ends meet for the rest of this year. The city then considered and voted in the city council to ask the Louisiana Bond Commission if they could borrow $125 million in a revenue anticipation loan to be paid back by city property taxes next year so they could continue to keep city government up and running and keep city employees paid. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry responded by calling on the Bond Commission to reject the city's $125 million loan request and called on the state treasurer, the state's attorney general, and the state's legislative auditor to convene an emergency meeting of the fiscal review committee and appoint, if necessary, a fiscal administrator to take over New Orleans finances. The city then decided to withdraw its request for the $125 million loan, instead saying it will have to essentially stop paying all of its bills for the rest of the year in hopes that that will allow it to have enough money to keep making payroll. So now here we are. We have talked this week on this radio station to the attorney general and to the legislative auditor. We have not talked to the state treasurer, and now we get a chance to do that. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana treasurer, thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Good morning, and let me say that you have your facts correct. What has happened and is happening, the way you state is correct.
And I wanted to talk to you because we've heard from the other two members of the Fiscal Review Committee and how they felt about all this, but I wanted to know where you came down. Had that meeting not been canceled, let's start with that, and the city had continued to seek this $125 million through the Bond Commission, where would you, do you think, have started the conversation with the city of New Orleans and when considering whether or not to appoint a fiscal administrator to take over the city's finances?
Well, let me give you a little background. Number one, this has caught all of us by surprise, which suggests that there was not the kind of disclosures of their finances that there should have been, number one. And that's under, of course, the current mayor, Cantrell, whose term will end in a couple of months. Then you have the new mayor coming on, Helena Moreno, who has reached out to me a couple of times and to other members of the Fiscal Review Board and so forth. But she is also, as I understand it, the president of the city council.
She's so currently the vice president, but yes.
Vice president, okay. So basically, surely she knew or should have known where things were going with their finances. So basically, the governor, the attorney general, Mike Wagaspak, the legislative auditor, and I coalesce together, and we agree on this. If there is any more money lent to the city by a bank or really any lender, that there needs to be oversight with this, because how can we trust people who've been in power who say they need more money but didn't anticipate this, had no idea there was a problem, and then all wants us to approve all of this, and yet there's no oversight, there's no one really clear on the books. And what about the future? Is there going to be need for more money? So basically our position is, if we're going to go forward approving the borrowing of money by the city of New Orleans, there needs to be, or likely at least, we should review and consider a fiscal administrator and really clean those books up. And because remember, ultimately the state is and the taxpayers of Louisiana are going to be held accountable for any shortfall they have.
Well, I do not want to speak for Helena Moreno and would never pretend to be able to do that, but I know what she's said publicly and what she's told us here at WWL, that she says the administration, the Cantrell administration, kept the council in the dark and did not adequately provide reports that demonstrated how dire the situation was becoming and how large a shortfall there would be. And when she became aware that there could be a much bigger problem, did call in the legislative auditor to review the city's finances. And that's when he reported to the city council the shocking $160 million budget shortfall for the duration of the year. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page there. But again, yes. I do not speak for her. I just want to make sure that the facts as I understand them are out there for our audience.
Right.
So,
I don't doubt her sincerity in this. But again, you know, we still got two more months under the old administration. And we're talking about a lot of money. And do we know that this is the end of it? Perhaps there's a lot more. Maybe there's $500 million deficit buried someplace. So that's why we have to take this very carefully and make sure that we protect the taxpayers of Louisiana.
How do the taxpayers of Louisiana figure into it? The governor has said that he was concerned about the state's bond rating. If the city were to borrow more money and more bonds were issued that then were not repaid, even though the city claims it has a dedicated source of funding through the property taxes it will collect in January. But how is the city at risk in this scenario? How is the state at risk?
Yes. Well, first of all, our current bond rating is the state is AA. We moved it up from AA negative. Why is that important? Because it lowers the interest rates for the state and others in the state who borrow money. So that's a good thing. We want to see it go up, hopefully to AAA. So it does can affect that bond rating if they default on any bonds. Number two is if they go under fiscal administration and have a cash shortfall, the state taxpayers have to pick up the tab on that. We already have three or four cities now under that fiscal administrator program, and we're having to chip in to help them. So we're trying to protect the taxpayers by making sure that the government of New Orleans and all cities do responsible things and balance their budgets, don't overspend, and make sure they can pay their bills.
Talking with the treasurer for the state of Louisiana, Dr. John Fleming, you seem to indicate, and correct me if I'm wrong, that had New Orleans moved forward with this $125 million anticipation loan to make ends meet for the rest of the year, you would have been in favor of appointing a fiscal administrator to oversee the city's finances. Did I understand that correctly?
That is correct, and it is my belief, but I'm not speaking for anyone else, that other members and the bond commission itself would probably agree with me.
Yeah, and I think the attorney general made no doubt about that, that she was 100% in support of a fiscal administrator. But my next question then is, so the city withdraws $125 million loan request from the bond commission. it doesn't fix their finances that they're not borrowing more money. Clearly, as we have heard from the city council now, they are faced with, in the absence of any other potential revenue sources that they're still exploring and other lending options that they're still looking into, they're still faced with a massive crisis that may or may not allow them to even pay city workers through the end of this month, through Thanksgiving, through Christmas. And the plan, as we're hearing it now, that they're still working to develop is to essentially not pay any of their debts the rest of the year, not pay any of their vendors the rest of the year, and cancel any programs that have a cost associated with them, which essentially would be all of them, for the rest of the year, just so they can meet payroll and pay city employees. So that being the case, why does the conversation of a fiscal administrator end with the withdrawal of the loan request if the finances are clearly still in crisis?
Well, that's a great question, and I can tell you that just because they withdraw their request for a loan doesn't mean they won't come under fiscal administration. It could happen anyway. There are specific legal criteria that we can invoke for that, and we've actually looked at that, and there are some gray areas, and certainly we don't want to have to do this. We would much rather they fix their own problems. And we want to be there as a help to them. But again, if we commit money, if we commit our bond rating, in a sense, we want to be sure that it's a sure thing. That is, that this is going to be fixed finally and for all, and that we're not going to have to come back and revisit this with even more loans. So it's really a safety measure that we have to consider, that we very likely could pull the trigger on a fiscal administrator with or without a loan. But certainly with a loan, I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's inevitable.
Well, the Fiscal Review Committee's meeting was canceled when they withdrew that loan request. Are there any other Fiscal Review Committee meetings scheduled at this time? And if so, would this issue of New Orleans finances be on that agenda?
There is nothing on the schedule for the Fiscal Review Committee. And we're just waiting to see what New Orleans comes up with. We hope that they can somehow bridge their revenue such that they can get through this by themselves. They can always come back to us, but they're also going to be faced with the questions of whether or not we should have a fiscal administrator involved in this because, again, New Orleans, at least in the last couple of years, has not proven itself worthy of trust, as you point out. They've not made the disclosures. We have the legislative auditor who, you know, has been searching information, and everyone was caught by surprise for this shortfall in cash.
So what do you do next as the state treasurer? You said you're going to be watching and waiting to see what happens with New Orleans finances. Are there any specific triggers other than a loan request that you are watching for that would have you, your level of concern increased or the legal threshold met for you to consider another fiscal review committee meeting being scheduled and another discussion of a takeover of the city's finances through a fiscal administrator being considered?
Well, to her credit, Elena Moreno, the mayor-elect, has more or less brought, in fact, I'll quote what she said, that Mike Wagespach, who's the head of the legislative auditor program, is sort of on her transition team, is how she put it, which I think is a good thing. That means he's deeply involved in this, and we're really waiting on Mike Wagespach to give us any signals that we need to move forward on anything. And so he may find some triggers. And again, as I say, he's already reviewed it and given us some results of that review that puts some areas of question in gray areas, but not yet an all-out need, at least immediately, for a fiscal administrator. So much of it's still up in the air, but we're relying on Mike Wagespach to give us direction on that. And he is working closely with the mayor-elect.
Any message you would have for vendors in the city of New Orleans, employees of the city of New Orleans, residents, visitors, people who work in the city of New Orleans who hear all of this and would probably rightly have some level of concern about whether or not the city can continue to function properly for the rest of the year, given the massive budget deficit and given the statements that we've heard that programs have to be canceled, bills aren't going to be paid, and every effort is going to be made to, in the words of the president of the city council, J.P. Morrell, try to eke through the rest of the year and pay its employees.
Well, let me say that New Orleans is the marquee city of Louisiana and really arguably the marquee city of the South. It's a wonderful city, a tourist destination from all over the world. There's so many great upside potentials with New Orleans that have been squandered through incompetency in this past or really the current mayor administration. So I'm confident that given the fact that we're going to be watching things closely, we have the opportunity with a whole new administration that I believe is sincere in solving this problem. I think there's plenty of upside that this is a temporary bump in the road and that New Orleans is going to soar over the next year. But we just need to be very, very careful and protect the taxpayers, protect the vendors, the people who, and certainly the employees. And their payroll, we're going to do everything possible to protect them and give the city a chance to pull out of this. And as I say, a year from now, hopefully they will be really soaring in their budget, doing well, encouraging even more events and activities that we all know and love about the city of New Orleans.
You mentioned that the legislative auditor, Mike Wagespach, is working closely with the mayor-elect to try to identify and fix problems. After the city was essentially pressured into or threatened to withdraw its request for that $125 million loan under the threat of having a fiscal administrator appointed, do you have any advice for city leaders at this point of how to solve this problem if it's not through a $125 million loan? Have you shared that with either the administration, the council, or anyone else, or would you like to share any of that now?
Well, I really have not been able to really raise things to that level of discussion. I've been so focused on the technical aspects of this, as have other members of the review committee. But I would simply say that the one thing that's been lacking here more than anything, beyond certainly the incompetency that I think we're going to find in this whole of analysis, is lack of transparency. Anytime you have lack of transparency, you know there's going to be fiscal problems. And so going forward, we should always have full transparency, not just to the state government, but to the people of Louisiana. And anytime you're not seeing that, that should be an alarm bell.
Dr. John Fleming, the treasurer for the state of Louisiana, anything else you want to share as we have you here on WWL?
Only that I believe that, once again, New Orleans and the state of Louisiana has a very bright future. We just have a few problems to work on, and I think we'll be there soon.
Dr. Fleming, thank you so much. Please keep us in the loop and let us know if you see any of those triggers that you said you're watching for that would indicate you do have to move forward with a discussion of a fiscal administrator to take over the city's finances at any point here as the city tries to eke through the rest of the year and make ends meet while clearly canceling programs, stopping services, not paying vendors, not paying contractors, and just trying to pay city employees. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween and a great weekend.
Great. Thank you very much. Great to be on with you.
Dr. John Fleming here on WWL. You know, everyone says we were surprised by this. We didn't see this coming. I'll tell you why after this. I think we did 8 years ago on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.